Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You know what's great about having sons? Is that they're fearless and stupid. Cassie and I were just talking. Cassie was telling everybody in the studio that her son is just out there compared to their daughter. He's like reckless and just bold and doesn't care. No AFs.
Complete opposite. My daughter, who's my eldest child, like we have to coax her to go down slides, and I'm seeing kids who are younger than hers whizzing down them. My 18-month-old son is the kind of kid who would jump off the side of the slide and then would hurt himself, and I'd be like, don't do that, and then he would do it again. It's like literally yesterday afternoon, I'm sore because of all the running and around. I'm like, nope, can't do that. Nope, stop. Please don't throw yourself off the couch. Please don't throw that water bottle. Mm-hmm. Please don't shove your sister. And I'm just like, who are you? You're a little hellion.
You're a little evil Knievel baby.
He is. He's so cute. He's lucky he's cute because dang, that boy. He's going to, I told Chad, I was like, we need to start a new savings fund because he is going to be in the ER so much from broken bones that we are going to go into major medical debt.
They always do stupid things. Yesterday, I get on a FaceTime call with my 16-year-old, and he had decided on Tuesday that him and his friends were going to buzz his hair. So he did. That's it. He just shaved his head.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, one of his friends came over, never even tried it before.
He had a glorious head of hair.
Yeah, and good look. Thank God he looks like his mom. He's a good-looking kid. He's pulling it off. I told him I lost a bet years ago, and I had to shave my head. And I was wearing like round glasses at the time before my LASIK, and I sincerely look like Gandhi.
He did. it's so bad.
It was really terrible, man. I was just like a walking nose.
Your wife at the time, say she was pissed.
She cried. I walked in. I'm not kidding. I walked in the door. She started crying.
Didn't that happen like before family photos of some sort?
I don't recall. I lost it again. The Chargers have been abusing me for my entire life. I lost a Chargers Redskins bet when I lived in Washington, D.C. And it was an on-air bet with the quarterback of the Washington Redskins at the time. And I lost and had to shave my head and did it. And I walked in the house and she literally started crying.
That was the greatest reaction ever.
Welcome to being married to radio.
All right, Mo, so tell me the unlikely story of destiny.
The most unlikely story of love I believe I have ever heard in my life. And I was taken aback immediately because I'm enjoying my birthday dinner and the server that we had was excellent. He was incredible. He was a great conversationalist. So I found ourselves just talking throughout the dinner. And so I noticed he had a ring on. So I'd asked him, how long have you been married? And he kind of made a face like, well, it's a funny story. I'm not exactly married. So I'm like, well, why do you wear the ring? And he's like, well, I guess I consider her like my wife-ish, but she more so makes me wear this ring because of what I do for a living. So I'm like, wait, you have to wear a ring, but y'all are not married, and it's because you're a server. So then at that point, he just grabbed a seat and just pulled up and just told me the story.
Hold on. I got to wrap my head around that one more time. She wants him to wear, they are not engaged?
No.
And she wants him to wear a ring so no women come onto him as a server at a restaurant?
Pretty much. And he also want the same for her. So she's also a server, and she has to wear a ring because he wants her to wear the ring because he doesn't want dudes to come on her.
Okay. So they wear wedding bands, though they are not married, just to keep other people at bay.
Right.
Okay. If it works for them, fantastic. It sounds like one of the most insecure things I've ever heard in my life, though.
It does. But then when you hear their story of how they came together, it makes a little more sense. Okay. Because he actually met her at a time when he was on a date with two different women. So that was already bizarre. He was single at the time, and he was using some dating app, and somehow, some way, he convinced two women to join him for dinner, and they had like a almost like a speed dating, but at the same table kind of situation.
Shut up.
He really convinced two women to do that. I don't know how.
Is this guy's name Michael B. Jordan? Because only a guy that good looking could pull that off.
You would think. He's a nice looking dude. So he's at this date, and I guess he wasn't really interested in either woman that he was dating. He was interested in his server, who at the time, like, that's the woman that he's now wearing the rings with. So he actually tried to talk to her then while he was on the date with the two women.
So he's on a date with two women. And hey, that they agreed to this, so that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like he tried to pull one over on them. He's like, no, I'm doing this. Are you in? And they said yes. So, hey, he whatever. Has zero chemistry with these two women he's on a date with, but instead is vibing hard with the server, and that's who he ends up with.
Right. So he asked her for her number before they leave the date. Somehow he gets it. She gives him her number. But for a year, he said she was very passive with him, which she had later admitted it was because you were on a date with two women. Right? Like, duh. I guess she wasn't making it easy for him. But she gave him a chance to see how persistent he would be. So literally, he said for an entire year, he would try to go out with her, and she would constantly say she was busy or she had something to do. She couldn't make it. So he gave up. He was done. And then they stopped speaking for another year. But at the time, it was her birthday, and he said he reached out. He specifically just said happy birthday to her. No emojis, no anything. He wanted to make that be known. He was just saying happy birthday. That's it. And for some reason at that time, she wrote him back like, how have you been? Let's hang out. Let's get together. So in his mind, he's like, finally, I can get the date that I've wanted. And they go on one date, and they go on another date. And before you know it, they've been together for 3 years. And now that's the reason that she said, I will, like, if you're going to be my boyfriend and you're going to keep this job, you have to wear a ring because you are obviously, like, you have a thing with servers and you being a server. And then he told her, I'll do it. If you do it, you have to do it too. So now they've been together for 3 years. They're not engaged, but they wear rings everywhere they go.
If it works for them, who the hell cares?
I guess right? So.
Who cares?
The Burt Show.